The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of October, 2008. It's the birthday of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, born in Grantham, England in 1925, who said, "Being powerful is like being a lady. If you have to tell people you are, you aren't." The novelist and short story writer Conrad Richter, born Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, 1890. His wife was sick. They moved to New Mexico for her health. He became interested in the history of the Southwest, traveling around interviewing people, and wrote a book called Early Americana and other stories. It's the birthday of Paul Simon, Newark, New Jersey, 1941, who, with his friend Art Garfunkel, recorded an album, a folk album, called Wednesday Morning 3 A.M., 1964. It was a flop, and Paul Simon moved back in with his parents. But a producer, without telling them, added an electric guitar, bass, and drums to the song The Sound of Silence, released it as a single, and it went to number one. And it's the birthday of the translator Richard Howard, born Cleveland, 1929, famous for having translated more than 150 books, who said, "I do think that many people who say they don't like poetry like the things that poetry can do. They just don't know that it's poetry that's doing them." Here's a poem for today by David Allen Sullivan, entitled Warnings. A can of self-defense pepper spray says it may irritate the eyes, while a bathroom heater says it's not to be used in bathrooms. I collect warnings, the way I used to collect philosophy quotes. Wittgenstein's "There's no such thing as clear milk" rub shoulders with a box of rat poison which has been found to cause cancer in laboratory mice. Levinas's "language is a battering ram, a sign that says the very fact of saying" is as inscrutable as the laser pointer's advice, "do not look into laser with remaining eye." Last week I boxed up the solemn row of philosophy tomes and carted them down to the used bookstore. The dolly read, "not to be used to transport humans." Did lawyers insist that the 13-inch wheel on the wheelbarrow proclaim it's not intended for highway use, or that the curling iron is for external use only? Abram says that realists render material to give the reader the illusion of the ordinary. What would he make of "shin pads cannot protect any part of the body they do not cover"? I load boxes of books onto the counter, flip to a yellow highlighted passage in Aristotle. Whiteness, which lasts for a long time, is no whiter than whiteness which lasts only a day. A.A.ers talk about the blinding glare of the obvious. Objects in the mirror are actually behind you. Electric cattle prod, only to be used on animals. Warning, knives are sharp. What would I have done without "remove infant before folding for storage"? Do not use hairdryer while sleeping. Eating pet rocks may lead to broken teeth. Do not use deodorant intimately. Goodbye to all those sentences that sought to puncture the illusory world, like the warning on the polyester Halloween outfit for my son. Batman costume will not enable you to fly. A poem titled Warnings by David Allen Sullivan, from Strong-Armed Angels, published by Hummingbird Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.